And I wonder if you can feel it, folks. I certainly can. And I've heard from others, they can feel it. And what it is, of course, it is some sort of dynamic. You know, something is going on in the background of everything. We're seeing a lot of things take place that just don't make a lot of sense. Obviously, a couple of big headlines, you know, the headlines people focus on today. The House passed the continuing resolution. It's going over to the Senate now. And Schumer is going to own a government shutdown, of course, if it happens, which it might. It looks like it might. I don't know. And the argument. I heard a lot of arguments about the continuing resolution, which is essentially what that is. And I kind of wanted to get as simple as possible because it's really, to me, it can get just so frustrating. But what that is we're going to just spend everything we spent last resolution this time. No increases, you know. But the reasoning behind President Trump's push toward approving this resolution is simple. Whether you agree with it or not, I don't care. But here's his reasoning, as best I could figure this out, is pass this now. Meanwhile, that will give us, that administration, time to put everything, to codify everything, to send it before Congress for a specific budget. Because, again, this is what I heard. They're still searching for the numbers for a budget based on DOGE's findings. Does that make sense to everyone out there in chat land? I want to thank everyone listening and taking part of chat. Thank you so very much. And thank you for following us on Rumble. Create an account and you just hit the follow button. And you really don't have to do anything else. It's that simple. It doesn't cost you anything, maybe a minute or two of your time. We really appreciate that. And but so that's the continuing resolution. I was mixing up papers here, apparently. Okay, so that's a CR that's what that's all about. Is that what's really happening, or is that just an excuse? I'd like to think that's really happening. I listened to and watched an array of people from Glenn Beck to Bannon. You know, he's got his own thoughts on this, to some of the House members, to a couple of senators. And that's kind of what my takeaway is. But I thought that was important enough to kind of share with everyone. So there's that. And then hang on. I'm not making fun of anyone. I'm just, Steve Bannon's great, I'm telling you. Okay, so another thing here. There's a lot of things happening. There are a lot of things happening in Ukraine. Wall Street Journals, I don't know what this is on, Zero Hedge, just real quick, and then I'm going to bring Randy Taylor in. A major turning point seemed to take place today. And I don't know, but Wall Street Journal's chief foreign correspondent declares it's over for Ukraine in Kursk. Okay. Is that a good thing? Well, you know, I was reading Scott Horton's book, Provoked, and I'm going to tell you something, folks. If you really want the deep backstory behind that, behind Ukraine, that's a book to read. How the American regimes, administrations, including and especially, I was really getting into George W. Bush, what him and Condoleezza Rice did by putting missile bases, supposedly defensive bases, in Poland and such. It made no sense. Of course, they were saying, well, we're going to put them here because, frankly, we need to defend against Iran. Well, it doesn't make much sense. the Russians, of course, knew about it. And also the Russians, right after the wall fell, they wanted to become part of NATO. I don't know how many people know that. I was talking to my wife, too, about it. I said, how many people do you think know that Russia wanted to join NATO back after they formed the Commonwealth of Independent States? And frankly, she said, you know, I knew it, but I don't know, you know. So it's interesting. And or, at least a Western realignment take place that would include Russia as an ally. Don't forget, we had them as an ally in World War II. So there's a lot of things taking place. And then we get on the domestic front, which we're looking at some really interesting stuff taking place with InfoWars. People don't understand how deep this goes. We're looking also at some stuff taking place at the southern border, including the cartels are getting bold. The radical attacks on Tesla. What is this? And the classification of domestic terrorists. Where does this money come from? I know we touched on that a little bit yesterday. The big thing here, you talk about an insurrection. The insurrection was not January 6th of 2021. No. There is a judicial insurrection, which we need to talk about. We need to confront. Julie Kelly has done a remarkable job laying that out. And this judicial insurrection is a direct result of Barry Satoru, this communist Obama, putting in judges. Now, I say him. A couple slipped by during Donald Trump's first term, man. And then a whole bunch were piled in by Biden. So we're going to be talking about that as well. And what's Julie Kelly's headlong on that. Climate Fund, too, $20 billion hidden at Citibank, deposited on November 1st, 2024. What the hell is that all about? Was that just a mistake like we were led to believe? No. And then some dust-ups in New York. Oh, man, you got to see this. But on the other side, or on the morality and spiritual side of things, you had a trans person pull a gun on a street preacher for saying God made man, God made women, God made men to be men and women to be women. And this was videoed. Now, you know, there's a lot of suspicion. Are these things set up? You know, yeah. Was this staged? I don't think so. I looked at this and I don't think so. It could have been, but I highly doubt it. But regardless of that, but we have a morality problem. We have a spiritual problem in this country. We know that we're fighting. And what's going on in Utah? I'm going to say this real quick. I've been aware of this for a long time. I was going to say a number of months, but I'm thinking now it might even be more than a year. Shatter Ops, and save them, but Shatter Ops specifically, along with Vets for Child Rescue, have been involved in investigations in Utah. And there is something really bad going on there. More about that later. But let's bring in Randy Taylor. Randy Taylor, rt@hagmanpi.com. If you want to communicate with him by email, that's rt@hagmanpi.com. And, of course, on X, Randy Taylor_USA. And you'll follow him on X in Hagman Report, of course, on X as well. I want to welcome those watching on X, too. Thank you so much. Come on over to Rumble as well and make your comments in the chat. Randy, good to have you tonight.
Hey, thanks for joining me. Good to be here. Good to be here with the folks from Rumble and anywhere else you're listening from.
Any platform, audio, too. Because, you know, I'm not sure. The numbers, okay? We have just a whole lot of people who listen to the podcast as opposed to watch the podcast. So I gotta say, we're really doing well. So
yeah, they do that, and while they can sit there and surf and keep going, you can play it in the break room at work and piss off all the employees you work with.
Oh yeah,
and you can also listen on your ride home. So a variety of things. Hey, you got the little headphones, those little quiet ones you stick in. Do it too. Listen to us. Yeah. We go anywhere with you.
Well, we'll hitch a ride anywhere. That's right.
As long as we don't know exactly where we're at. That's good to be here.
Yeah, it's good to have you. I mentioned about the spiritual problem. I just want to kind of get this out of the way. Again, this is cut one from the show notes. I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but this to me reflects what's going on in this country, worldwide, but in the U.S., we have this spiritual bankruptcy of the communists. You know, they used to be called Democrats, and then Democratic Socialists, and then just Socialists, and then Democratic Socialist Communists. But they're communists. They have no use for God. That their words, not mine. And this is the result, in my view.
And they're consistent in their depravity. It just gets worse and worse and worse and
yes.
worse. We're sliding down this slippery slope, and yep. and the devil's right there with them. That's where yep. they're heading. I mean, they're mocking God openly. They're that thing that big thing they had with Bernie Sanders. They had some girl getting on stage and singing about,
oh yeah,
making fun of our God and his
yes.
private parts, singing a song about it.
Yeah.
Once and the other thing, you look around, do you ever notice the absence of American flags whenever there's a Democratic event? Do you ever notice that?
Well, yeah, yes. Ukrainian flags out the wazoo.
Yeah, yeah. Unless yeah. they're burning one, of course.
Well, that's true.
But no, these people are not, you know what? I don't think that they deserve what we have. I really don't.
And I have to say, on the fringe left, which really isn't fringe anymore, there are some people who are not that don't belong in this country.
Yes.
And even some that do have a right to be here. Donald Trump is not going to put up with this. The American people, most specifically, are not going to put up with their crap. But, you know,
and now's the time to get rid of it. Now's the time to push this out of our country.
We
set the pace for the rest of the world. Remember that. Yep. We are the example. I don't care what anybody says. Everybody wants to be like the United States.
That's right. Except the European Union, I should add, because
there's them.
Okay. Today or yesterday, I believe it was, maybe the leader of the European Union said, okay, you know, we're ready to roll out central bank digital currency. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, that will be the end of freedom. That can never happen in this country.
We
never, ever,
Canada, ever. Canada wants to do the same thing, Doug, and we have got to stop it. This universal income is what they're using as the bait to set this.
That's a component of this.
Paying everybody $2,000 a month. Well, you tell that to these little college kids and these little punks getting out of a school where they've been, you know, hand fed communism for the last 4 years. We have an uphill battle on that, but we have to fight it and destroy it. That's the World Economic Forum.
Oh, yes, all day long. It's really government. I mean, the only way to explain this. Okay, so Andrew Breitbart said, politics is downstream of culture. Spirituality, I would argue, is upstream of culture and politics, and really upstream of everything. Your spiritual identity, of course, with God, with the God of the Holy Bible, the Christian Bible. And sadly, I've got to, you know, clarify that. But
let me make another clarification.
Go ahead.
Talking about religion, my friend.
Go ahead.
People get this mixed up. Separation of church and state. Okay, let me explain that to you in a nutshell.
Oh, do so.
All that means is that the government will not decide where you will worship and that you will worship. That's all that means, because the pilgrims came over to get away from the Church of England, where everything was dictated to them. That's all that means. That does not mean that we cannot have "In God We Trust" on our currency or on the wall behind a judge. Get that straight. And anybody wants to argue with that, they are misinformed. Okay? At that time, there was a huge concern among the population that some of that crap would come over from England, of saying, "You will be in church on Sunday, you will worship, you know, this is the church you will go to, Church of England, and there'll be nothing else."
Right.
We're not, no, you have religious freedoms in the United States. And please don't think you're going to sneak Islam in there, okay? Because Islam is not a religion as much as it is a political system.
You know,
It hides behind
they brag about
religion.
that too. Go ahead. No, please. And
Oh, John,
drill down on that if you want. I think it's important.
the people need to understand that when you have something that dictates everything that you do, including your political choices, it's gone way past religion. That is a political system. They hide behind religion. That's how they've managed to infiltrate so many cultures around the world. And then we've got cultures, some of them in Europe, that are fight back against Islam. And God bless them for doing it. It is evil. It means submission. That's
And
exactly what it means. And those people,
there's a war against Christianity, but
yes, sir.
by the Muslims,
Absolutely.
and no one's talking about this, whether it's in the country of Syria, where you've got executions every single day of
Yes.
Christians, now
Yes.
that the bad guy's out, right?
Yep. In Iraq, remember the
Same
Christians?
thing. Yeah.
Oh, we used to watch them just get slaughtered by the hundreds. I have
Yeah.
videos of it. They're slaughtered by the hundreds, taken off the bus. They're traveling through, taken off the bus. Zetas or whatever they were. Do you remember them?
Oh yes, yeah.
And just slaughtered by the Sunni Muslims. There is a war on Christianity, just like it says in your Bible. There is a war on Christianity. There's going to be the day that someone could walk up to you and say, "Are you a Christian?" And your answer will determine whether you get a bullet through your head or not.
Exactly.
And that's a
And
fact.
well,
Stop and think about that. And don't be like Peter and deny your Lord, because guess who's going to get denied at Heaven's Gate?
Exactly. And I'd take a bullet,
I'll
you
take the
know.
bullet.
Yep.
Thank you.
Because God knows.
I know where I'm going.
Yeah, exactly.
I know where I'm going.
So this is developed into this, and this is the spark, okay, the communist element of the demonic has brought us to this point.
Because remember, communism wants you dependent on the state, not on your Lord. They don't
And
want you
controlled by
dependent.
the state, right?
Exactly. They don't want you dependent on God.
Correct.
They don't want your faith to be in God. They want your faith to be in the state.
That's right. That's right.
And
And
that
we're seeing it.
10% you'd want to give to God, no, they want that back.
That's a good point. You know, and that 10%, the tithing does not necessarily mean to a church if
Thank
you
you.
can direct it to
To the
someone.
Lord's work.
Exactly. Yeah,
And that comes in
anyone doing
so
the
many
Lord's work.
forms, Doug.
Yeah.
We're doing the Lord's work.
I'd like to think that.
No, we are. We absolutely are. That's why I do it. If I didn't believe that, ladies and gentlemen, I would not be here with you tonight. If I didn't believe we were doing the Lord's work, what He wants us to do, and we get out here and we put it out on the airwaves about giving this country, getting this country back to God, we're open about it. We don't try and
Yeah.
hide it. We're not politically correct. We'll slam the devil and praise the Lord. And that's the way it is. I'll take the devil's money and do the Lord's work all day long.
That's a good, boy, that would make a good bumper sticker.
Man, we had a pastor taught me that when I was a kid. He, of course, Baptist Temple, Dr. Henry Parrish. And he said, somebody questioned where a donation came from to the church. And he said, I will always take the devil's money to do the Lord's work. I'll never forget that. I remember him doing it from the pulpit. I was probably 8 years old.
That's an interesting, but I'll tell you what though, I don't think it would not last. Okay. I would not take, tainted money. In other words, again, I go back to this YouTube thing. You should go back on YouTube and try to get back on YouTube. Number one,
well, that's we'd last about five seconds. You would be living on the devil's money. I agree totally with you. It'd be like we wouldn't sell drugs to finance the show.
Right. And folks in the chat, don't go nuts now. I mean, because, we're talking about exactly what you said. You're not talking about living.
If someone showed up tomorrow and said, look, and no strings attached, and he was even a questionable character, but said, hey, look, guys, I want to make a donation. We're never going to hear from them again. You know what? We're doing the Lord's work.
Right.
And something like that. Think of all the children. Think of the lives we could save with that.
That's a big part of this operation.
Yeah.
And a big part of Shatter Ops.
Yeah. If you guys knew everything that Doug's... Listen, I'm going to tell you something. Tell you something about my friend. I saw one time that someone said he was getting his power shut off. And my friend paid the bill. I saw that. I know this to be true. And I have seen so many times where Doug has given and given and given and never taken. Okay, I'm just saying, and so folks, when your money comes in through this operation, it is going to a fantastic cause. And the thing is, if you do the math, if everybody out there that could hear my voice right now sent us $5, it would change. I'm serious. It would you couldn't believe the good that we could do if everybody out there heard our voice, said, you know what, I'm going to send them $5. And what is $5? $5 is nothing. But when you take five times the listeners, you know what? Yeah. That's like manna from heaven. And we need it to survive. I'm not going to dwell on that. We got to grateful.
You know, God has always provided.
Yes.
I'm never, ever doubtful, you know about that.
And we are great. I am so grateful that the operation, you know, because that to me, that's the heart of my love is the operation and the audience. That's it.
And the audience is fabulous. You know,
absolutely. And we have fantastic people out there. The emails I get and the stuff I see, and you know what? We're associated with some really good people. And thank you. Thank you, folks.
And I have to say, the audience that we have, and then we'll move on, but is different from those because they're not afraid to say, hey, you know, why don't you talk about this or that? And they're not afraid to talk about the trafficking. They look, it's distasteful. It's a troubling subject, you know, human and sex trafficking, especially of children. But none are afraid to say, look, we need to address this.
Yeah, and complacency is what's allowed it to grow.
Right, right.
You can't, it's like a weed in the yard, man. If you don't do something about it, next thing you know, your yard is wrecked.
And I'll tell you something. These weeds are growing at a rapid pace despite everything. A couple of shows ago, we talked about a actual website that they were putting up. You can join for $13.2 or $13.5 a year.
Sure.
You know, and watch, or you can get the monthly rate of, I think, $1,200, or I don't know how much it was. But putting up videos of underage children by their parents, or in some cases by their handlers.
What parent? You know what I mean? What? Oh man, God is going to be so hard on you. Oh my Lord!
But this is where. See, okay, this to my point is the spirituality that I think we're feeling. And tell me I think we're feeling the spirituality, the spiritual warfare taking place,
yes,
is manifesting here on the planet.
Mm-hmm. You know, at all levels.
Yeah, right.
That's the thing. You can't even say it's just here. It's wham, 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 wham. And when you start to see this, when you look at the left,
yeah,
and you listen to the things they say and the people that they defend, you think they want Epstein's list released? No way. There isn't anybody on the left you see anywhere on Twitter or anything saying, we need to see that list now. The only people that want to see that list are conservative Christian patriots. That's the people asking for the list. And why? So we can see that something's done about it.
Yes.
And that's why. Because it's gone unchecked long enough. Look where the left has gotten us. You know what? If the left dissolved and disappeared tomorrow, I would be just fine with that. I'm watching what they're doing in Canada. They're wrecking the country. And these stupid little kids getting out of university that think they know everything, they're not even wet behind the ears. You come and talk to us. We're in our 60s. You come and talk to us about life, you know? I mean, come on. These kids that get out of school, they don't know anything. Get married. Get a job. Get a car payment. Get a mortgage.
Get some life experience, which they never had.
Yeah, have some kids. Then talk to me about life. Pay some taxes.
Right.
How about paying off your student loan, you little turd?
No, they're waiting for this. Oh, man. It's unbelievable. Well, okay, here's exhibit one.
Yeah,
people need this, right?
Films, man.
This is 38 seconds, but this really shows you what we have devolved. Okay, this is gonna. The next time it'll be real. I mean, a real. Well, just watch this. This is cut one, 38 seconds. This trans person pulls a gun on a street preacher. Check this out.
Harder, but you need to try less being like somebody you're not and start to humble yourself and be somebody that God made you to be. He didn't make a man to be a woman. He made the man to be a man. He didn't make the woman to be a man. He made the woman to be a woman. And this is the truth. What are you going to do? Come attack me now?
I should.
Hey, man, that's up to you. If you want to pull that on me, well, God bless you. So you just threatened me with a gun. You just pulled a gun on my face. Man, Lord, have mercy on you. This means that you don't even know who you are. Nope, I still love you. Even though you pulled a gun on me, I still love you. I still bless you.
Huh. RT, I mean, look, that could have been staged. I don't know.
If it was, then it's very symbolic of what's happening today.
Yeah, to me, it doesn't matter. I mean, I didn't see any reaction by that preacher.
If there wasn't a crowd, trigger would have got pulled.
Well, I mean, whatever that thing was that came up to that creature.
It's like this clown they've got in Congress. That person needs to be suspended based on psychiatric reasons.
Yeah.
If you don't know if you're a man or a woman, you don't need to be making laws, discussing laws, or helping make laws in the United States of America. Your silly little ass needs to be going and seeing a psychiatrist until you can reach down in your pants and tell us who you are.
Well,
there needs that we have got to, and what would be un-American about putting a rule in place like that? I see nothing that would be un-American. You're talking about people making laws. It's just like we need the slush fund list of who's paid off in Congress, who's been paid off as far as sexual misconduct. Because I'm going to tell you what, if you're, you know what, if you can't keep your pecker in your pants for the duration of your term, you shouldn't be serving. You should not be making laws. And we need to get things in place. You know what? And if you swear allegiance to anybody else, like that Rashid Tlaib or whatever, that's always Palestinian, always anything that's not American, and she's on it. She should not be making laws in the United States of America.
And
her vote should not count. Is pig's work.
I think we have Rashid Tlaib here.
That person should not be serving in a legislative house. Be thankful I'm not the president. Be thankful I'm not the president. There'd be a dress code. There would be a mouth code. And laws would get taken care of. And you fruitcakes wouldn't be present in the assembly.
So
you bank on it.
Yes, because, okay, again, this is a problem for me because you have people who are, in my view, mentally ill. Mm-hmm. Okay, they're in all sectors. I mean, think what in the hell happened to go from, I'm just going to say, I don't know. I don't think we talked about this in 2002, 2003. Maybe it was just becoming something with respect to transgenderism. So what happened in the last 25 years, we'll say, to make it go from zero to what it is now?
I'm going to say if we went and dissect things like through the World Economic Forum, things like that, I would look at that. I would look at their doctrines. Because if you look at like Canada and the transgenderism nightmare that Trudeau brought in, he was prompted into that. That's through, there's outside sources on that. And I'm going to say if we started looking, because that's all part of that strategy of tension, that created more confusion in most countries than anything else in the last 10 years. And look what it did to the kids. Kids are the future.
Yeah.
Look at the confusion it created. Lock them down and then pump their heads full of crap on the internet. Right?
The internet, yes.
I watched what it did to my kid. What the COVID-19 lockdowns, this transgenderism, all of this. I've watched what it's done.
I think the lockdowns exacerbated the issue, but I don't think it was. I think the attack on the nuclear family, the family of the Bible, a male, a female in marriage, united in marriage under God, making the vows and having children, procreating, and being spiritual, adherent to the Holy Christian Bible. Yep. Okay. When you rip at that by the left, generally speaking, by the left, you've got problems.
It's an attack from a different direction on religion.
Correct. Then you have this, we talked about money from the devil. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you've got doctors making money off of transition surgeries and, prescribing hormonal stuff and all that goes with it.
It's scarring kids for life.
Right. And let's not forget the Planned Parenthood type of places that will kill children, unborn children, right?
And look at porn. Throw porn in there.
Pornography.
Porn had promoted cheating on your spouse.
Yeah.
Impromptu sex. Look at the MILF next door. Things like that. That is another attack on religion from another angle. Sex trafficking, you're right. Another attack on religion. Look at the barrage we're under.
That's right.
And I've, as far as I'm concerned, churches aren't doing enough. Sitting around on Sunday morning and, you know, we come in, we all get together and sing and have a sermon and shake hands at the door and go home. What'd you do about sex child today?
Did you unveil it? What'd you do about it today?
Yeah. Did you talk about porn today? No. No, you didn't. Did you talk about transgenderism today? Oh, no, no, we don't do that. We'll lose our tax dollars.
I love it. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. We're not. Our churches are way too complacent. Where are the ministers on TV about this? Watch them. They don't say a word about it.
No.
Not a word. And don't tell me, it's just like drug addiction. Every family has been affected by it in one way or another.
You're correct.
You know, I mean, two or three down the line, but every family has been, every one of them has been affected by it. How can you ignore it? See, that's the difference. Hagman Report, we talk about it.
That's right. And we will continue to talk about that and a lot more. And
if there wasn't a jail sentence with it, I would solve a lot of it.
Even beyond, I think knowing you well enough, even beyond the jail sentence, morality part, you know, we've got to adhere to God's laws as they relate to the laws, judicial laws.
By God's law, we're supposed to be protecting these kids.
Well, that's true. I mean,
that's God's law.
Yes.
That's not something we dreamt up here. That is God's law.
No, let me rephrase that, because I don't want people to think I'm wimping out here, but if we had a working framework, a functional framework of judicial, of justice, that would be different, but we don't.
You're absolutely right.
And you know what?
The system has failed us in going the legal methods.
Correct. And here's, you mentioned Rashid Tlaib, okay? Now, this is page 3 in the show notes.
That is vomit in a dress.
Vomit in a dress.
Oh, she just makes me Doug.
Oh, man. No, you're 100% correct, because when you see this is going to, and folks, when you see this, I don't know how many people know this, page 3.
You're fixing to get pissed.
Oh, man. So a vote was cast yesterday to address subterranean border defense, right? In other words, blow the crap out of it. Get rid of the tunnels. Blow the crap out of it.
And there is a lot of tunnels.
Right.
They need to do like Egypt. They need to do like Egypt did, and Egypt took into account the tunnels, and when they built their walls, and we need to do that in the U.S. We really do, because if you build it too high this way, they're going to go under. They're like dogs. Think about it. If you make the fence too high, the dog digs under it. Anybody that's owned a dog that wants out, it's a runner. You get like a husky or something. He's a runner. He don't want to be trapped in a yard. If they can't get over the fence, they dig their way out. Guess what? Mexicans do the same thing. Anybody that wants to penetrate the United States, I'm not just picking on Mexicans, all of them.
Well, from Mexico especially, I mean.
Well, because of the drug load, too.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got little nice, these are elaborate.
Very much.
When you go down there and they've put concrete in there, that's pretty elaborate. It's like a sewer tunnel system.
And they come up in houses, they come up in spots. Where you
businesses,
wouldn't think.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right next to the police station. Mm-hmm.
So what was found is that this bill has been introduced before, and it's gone unchallenged since 1990. Since 1990. Officials have discovered more than 140 tunnels that have breached the U.S. border, with an 80% increase in tunnel activity since 2008. Gee, that happens to correspond with Barry. Okay. However, so this bill that's referenced on your screen there was introduced by Arizona Republican Elijah Crane, would allow for annual reports to Congress about illicit efforts to build tunnels across the southern border. And of course, from that, you would, one would argue that the deconstruction by U.S. of the same. Okay. And it's been used that way in the past. This bill has been used to require the reports and then act on the reports. So that's the thought. So Tlaib, she's the only one that voted against this bill.
I let me tell you what, a lot of people that I don't like in the legislation, that one,
wow,
has managed to actually get past Ted Lieu. I'm on my list. She, I mean, is
malicious,
garbage,
moronic.
She hates the U.S.
Yeah.
Her loyalty lies with people in the Middle East and anywhere but this country. She should not be in the legislative house.
No, not even, no. I don't think she should be in this country, actually.
Yeah, but there needs to be some kind of law, some kind of amendment or something with these people that mouth off and their allegiance is to other countries and not the U.S., but you're serving in the U.S., you're drawing a paycheck from us?
Yes.
I don't think so.
We're on the same page on this.
No.
And for the people who want to look this up, it's, again, it'll be page 3 in Hagman PI show notes, and it's the Subterranean Border Defense Act. So anyway, but there it is. But again, that's part of a larger spiritual problem because, first of all, people have voted this malicious enemy into office. Mm-hmm. And
if there was a vote to kill Christians, she would have her hand up.
I'm pretty sure of that.
I wouldn't doubt that, Doug. She would vote and she would have some asinine justification to do it.
Yeah.
That one really, come midterms, we really need to go down the list in midterms, somebody in the Republican Party, and really find the worst and get them out of there. Dump the money in there to have them blown out. We've got to get them out. We have got the midterms. We really need to clean up the houses.
We do.
Or, I mean, we need to be on a mission to where Vance doesn't have to cast the deciding vote. No. We need to be where when something's done, it was like that vote today. All that to one.
Right. And this goes back to voter integrity. You know, I should mention this. Craig Sawyer made posted a plea. Tina Peters, I've got to see if I don't know if I can find his post. She is the, let me just see if I can find this. Pray for Tina Peters. She's in jail because she attempted to expose the voting irregularities in her state, and she was tossed in jail.
On what grounds? I heard this. I remember this, but I don't remember.
Yeah.
69 years, that's right, I remember. This lady's 70 years old.
Right, and she came down with COVID, and she was thrown into solitary. She's not doing very well.
President Trump, you need to do something here.
Yeah.
You need to do something here. This was about voter integrity, which should be something near and dear to your heart, sir. So if there's any chance that this program makes it to you, please do something about this.
Correct. And just for those people who know the name but don't know, she is a Gold Star mom and a former Mesa County clerk who is currently in jail for following her efforts to uphold America's election integrity. And she's on day 9 with COVID. She was put in quarantine last Wednesday. The sheriff says she's being transferred out of Latimer in 3 weeks. That's to a Denver prison.
What was the charge? What was she in?
It was, it had, it, I'm not. It involved the election, the theft of the 2016, I believe, election. I'm embarrassed. I don't know the entire, or I don't know offhand the entire story. If I was introduced to it, I certainly am familiar with it. This is the lawfare by the judiciary is still going on. It's really crazy.
She was convicted of 7 charges, 4 of which were felonies related to unauthorized access to election machines.
But again, Arizona Mesa County clerk.
Here's the charges: influencing a public servant, conspiracy to impersonate official, misconduct, violation of duty, and failing to follow Colorado Secretary of State regulations. Penalty: 9 years incarceration. President Trump, would you please do something? The woman was trying to ensure the integrity of the elections that robbed you of office, sir. Please do something.
I'm seeing a lot of comments saying the same thing you are. You know, President Trump, do something. Hey, Marjorie Taylor Greene, do something.
Do at, and don't do at POTUS. Do at real Donald Trump and at POTUS.
That's correct.
But make sure you do the at real Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Okay, that's his personal. And then because at POTUS, there's somebody else reading this stuff for him. But do both.
So, somebody, yeah, I would step in.
And hit Vance, too. Hit tweet JG. Yeah. It's easy. Just do it.
I'll tell you who else is Don Jr.
Yeah.
Trust me on that. Just go ahead and do that. All right. So there's all that. By the way, you had mentioned, we had talked earlier about the slush fund Congress had.
Yeah.
So back in 2017, so we're talking 8 years ago, there was an article in Axios that laid it out that Congress has paid $17 million in sexual misconduct and discrimination settlements, actually 17.2 over the last 20 years. So it'd go back to 1998. That was to cover 268 settlements on Capitol Hill. And this information is according to the Office of Compliance, which was set up in 1995 under the Congressional Accountability Act. So in 2002 and 2007 alone, those tallies topped several million dollars. In the Axios report, which I just pulled up here, I don't have a link in the show notes. You can see where 2002, 2007 were banner years for sexual misconduct. It's incredible that we allow this to happen, and we, the taxpayers, are not allowed to see who or what the instances were. So there you have it.
If they've done it and there's charges that need to be filed, they need to be arrested. They need to be, and honestly, I would suspend them until the case is disposed of. You know what I mean? Until there's a disposition.
That's right. That's
something,
right.
Because we can't continue down this road. We've got to clean this up.
Yeah, exactly. We do. And we have to, stop playing nice with everyone, you know, whether it's, and again, you know, I am questioning, and a lot of conservatives are questioning, well, what the hell's going on with the informational releases, mm-hmm. plural? Okay. Yep. What's stopping that?
I would love to know.
Well, I'm going to ask everyone here what you think of this. I'm trying to remember on what news show, conservative news show, this was on. I don't recall. Somebody had said there's three possible reasons. Number one, the I don't know the first two. The third one is what was important. And it comes in the form of a question. Do you think it's possible that Pam Bondi is waiting, not releasing the raw information, especially with the Diddy and Epstein list? Documents, not lists, documents. Because she's putting together cases against these individuals named there?
We mentioned that 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
When I first came back after the amputation, I remember having this discussion. And that was one of the possibilities. And you know what? Now that you bring it up again, I would say, yeah, I would go along with that. Because I would, rather than just have it thrown out there publicly and nothing's done, if she's doing something and cases are being prepared, I do honestly think she could at least say, we're preparing cases. She could tell us that. Just say, that's all you got to say. You don't have to give us another word. We're preparing cases. And if that's the case, then I understand something's not being released. That's just how the system works. I get that. Because you could really, a good lawyer can go in there and really follow it up, because the court of public opinion, you know, weighs heavy, because it'd be hard then to find a jury that hadn't heard anything about this.
But I suspect the people involved in that, they didn't give a crap, with respect to the January 6th political prisoners. Right. They didn't give a crap about that. They didn't give a crap about President Trump. And, hey, we'll create a toxic environment. I mean, try to get a – obviously, President Trump is trying to get a fair trial in New York City, in D.C. for the J6ers. Come on, you can't. There's no friggin' way.
And I would say this, with all of the crap that they went after President Trump with, if I was President Trump, I would go after Obama. Absolutely. You could probably, if you really, really, really wanted to and really had nothing else to do, you could go after George Bush and Dick Cheney for that.
I
guarantee I and Doug can promise you that there were crimes committed during those tenures. But I would be happy to see them go after Obama. And the reason being, Obama needs to be put away. Whatever you think away means, you take it however you want to. I'm not making a threat. Be clear on it.
No, I mean, it's just a simple statement.
I'm just saying, from a political standpoint, and for the preservation of the United States of America and the national security thereof, I say that because of the subversive activities that Obama engages in, while there's another president in office, okay, he should be arrested and charged. Okay, he should. Because I'm telling you, he's working against Donald Trump right now. That president, go ahead.
Help me out. Did he get his security clearance taken away from him?
I don't think so. But I would definitely do that. But I would, if I would absolutely go after Obama, because all gloves are off now, and I would go after Biden too. All gloves are off as far as going after ex-presidents after what they did to President Trump. The gloves are off. Okay, they broke protocol. Because usually presidents can slide. No, they forget it. Go after Obama. Go after Biden.
But it was worse than that. They didn't go after him for crimes he committed. They created the crimes and went after him.
Yeah, but Obama is filth. Obama, Barack Hussein Obama, is filth.
And
that
is that
he is a disciple of Satan.
Tell me how you really feel.
Don't think that he's not, ladies and gentlemen. There is nothing that guy did good. He even screwed up a medical system that didn't need to be fixed. Okay? We didn't, just because 16 million people weren't getting the health care that he thought, he screwed up the whole system for everybody. And then here's the killer. The 16 million, they get subsidized. So why didn't you just subsidize them to begin with?
Well, because the health care is a 25 represents 25% of our economy.
Yeah.
At a minimum.
Something's really wrong there. Well, we need to go back to the system, because I'm going to tell you right now, I grew up my whole life. I started working when I was 12, and my parents had insurance. I had insurance on every single job that I had. I had insurance. Some jobs wasn't the greatest insurance, like when I had Blue Cross Blue Shield. They kind of sucked, okay? And this is back in the day. Okay, you had HMOs and PPOs. Blue Cross Blue Shield was a PPO. I always had HMOs. United Healthcare most of the time. Fantastic insurance company at the time. I even had it when I had a company. They paid everything. These people were great, and their premiums were fantastic, and you didn't need a referral.
Yeah.
And I had a big insurance bill. I had, you know, I had 15 employees, and you know, for a small business, that's a big insurance bill. Because I paid half of everybody.
Yes.
They had families and stuff, and trust me, I shopped insurance, okay? And we had United Healthcare. Yep. My daughter was born under United Healthcare. Great stuff. And as soon as Obama touched it, as soon as he touched it, and look at the money that that clown had spent on the website.
Oh, that didn't work.
Are you kidding me? I could have built every website for everybody in the world for probably 20 years. For what he spent on that stinking website. And it still don't work right.
Yeah, exactly.
He's a black jackass, a black clown. He's been a detriment to this country the day he set foot in here. And Lord knows, we don't know when that was.
Well, maybe Big Mike found out, you know, or has known, because there's rumors now, additional rumors going around. Now they might be going their separate ways. Big Mike is going to be doing a podcast and who knows?
Big Mike he'll be doing porn in the next 10 years. I'm going to tell you
fans,
what,
right?
These two disgust me.
Eric can take a second looking right now.
Obama is pig's work.
Man, you got that right.
Man, he needs to be taken from the scene.
He is
working against our president this very minute. And somebody, and he also needs to explain just exactly what happened to that chef. You give him to me for questioning. We'll have the whole story, I promise.
You know, folks, do you have any, people in the chat, we should probably, maybe this week, anytime that you're available this week, maybe we should take all the suspicious deaths that surround Obama, that surround Clinton, that surround, and just look into them.
We could do a whole show, you know, and it would be an honor to those people and their families.
Yeah.
Because there is, let me tell you what, these people are sociopaths.
And I would go a step further, and a lot of them are psychopaths. Yeah.
Yes, they're murderous. And there's a lot of death behind them and around them.
Well, don't forget, and I know a lot about this. We had done shows back when this happened. Loretta Fuddy, who was the person responsible in Hawaii for the Obama certificate of live birth.
Verifying his birth certificate.
Right. Well, she was the one that was the oversight in that department. And then she goes up in a small plane aircraft, I think, seven other people. And she was the only one. It crashed in the water, and she was fine. And then all of a sudden she was dead, in the water. That's Loretta Fuddy from Hawaii. Then you've got, but this also, I mean, there's a lot more to this, these people dying or being murdered. The chef, what, you know, what's up with that?
What did he overhear?
Exactly. And let's even go way into the weeds. Okay. You know, how about Joan Rivers? Look, I get it. I get it.
And the comedian Tim Wilson. A lot of people forget about Tim Wilson.
Tim Wilson.
He was kind of appeared on rock and roll stations, did a lot of funny man, great guy. And he was just pounding the fact that Michelle Obama was a man. And then, boom, he was gone. The heart attack. Boom, just gone. Now, sure, he could have had a heart attack, but it just seems strange that it was real close to the same time.
Right.
And it always bothered me. You know, I just, one thing you'll learn about me and Doug, all the facts, everybody could be happy with something. And then we'll say, no, it bothers me. Yeah. And that's something that God gave us. Maybe that's why we hang out together. It's something God gave us that tells us.
Just to be clear, not everything bothers us, okay?
But sometimes, no, a lot of times we will say that's was the disposition. That's what happened.
Probably, I mean, you know, there's really no other.
We have nothing to add.
However, you're right, because we can go somewhere and say, you know what, this doesn't sound right.
With the crap in Butler, stuff in Butler, they've already whitewashed that, sent that down the road. They cremated the kid's body in record time. I mean, there was like, Butler, okay, happened yesterday. Gone. It's like they don't give a damn.
I'm going to say
this. I'm sorry, somebody tried to assassinate our upcoming president. We have questions.
And because of the blowback, now I've got to say this, okay? I don't know, folks, if you know about this, but I'm going to say this one time, and this will be the last time I say this on this show.
Tonight, right.
Exactly.
Let's be clear on that.
Yeah, okay. So I was contacted, obviously, by the New York Post. Dana Kennedy, I'm telling you, she's a great, great reporter. Of all the reporters I've dealt with, she's probably she is the best. And also her videographer as well. He's Matt McDermott. Extremely good. And but I didn't want to talk to him at first. I'm not going to do that.
Well, they called like every member of my family. Especially about a case you haven't closed yet.
Exactly. And I want to be very, very cautious about that. When they finally got to the dialing for dollars, finally got to my daughter, my daughter said, hey, you know, got the New York Post calling me. Okay. They called people that aren't even related to me with the same last name. Anyway.
They called Eric's wife?
Yeah. So finally, I said, okay, you know. Did you say, Eric, did you punch in there or not?
I Eric's know. Been extremely quiet. All right, wake up.
No, I think you okay, brother? I mean, young man, you okay? Okay. So we did the interview. And I'd like to think I helped them out a lot, mostly with factual stuff like, okay, you know, that's the farm grounds. I actually said fairgrounds, my apologies. That it's over there. And then, you know, kind of giving directions more than anything. Kind of bringing them up to speed on things. That was open source, that they could have got open source anyway. But here's what I'm going to say and then end it. The only information I'm going to give out further on behalf of, not me, but on behalf of Randy Taylor, Eric the Tech, the Shatter Ops investigator, Susan Daniels, who worked the case, and others.
And Ranger.
Ranger, that's right. will be on this platform, or maybe InfoWars. Because the crap storm.
Yeah, and it won't get polluted.
That's right. Because
that minimizes the pollution because, yeah, you guys, watching a show. Some control.
Right. I was watching a conservative show on TV. Everyone would know. They were talking about what I did. And it's like, really? I did? Huh? It was twisted. Mm-hmm. So.
As most things get after a couple of people handle it. As things go through hands, and that's one thing I really like about Doug, it stays straight. He's the record keeper, man. I don't throw anything away.
Actually have my quill pen in my squat or the
he won't throw out a laptop that he's had.
Oh no.
No, there might be something on it. You know what I mean? That's the way he thinks, and I'm cool with that. I do the same thing. I got
plus, I'm a cheap son of a gun. But okay,
Bill Gates loves guys like
I would still use a word processor as opposed to a computer. Anyway, and I loved my electric typewriter. I'll tell you what,
those were the days, baby.
Man, that was great. Remember that? Remember the film tape? You could actually, and that's, I remember too, working a case where
you could pull it.
Back in the 80s, where somebody who died actually was, they had a electric typewriter with a film tape in there.
Mm-hmm.
And no one thought to pull out that cartridge, that film cartridge, or the tape cartridge, and read it.
And read it, yes.
There was some stuff on there.
Yep. See, that, you know what? That's why when he starts telling you about what happened that day in Butler, you need to listen.
Yeah, but
because there was no rush. Yeah, but there was no. I'm going to speak collectively for the group. There was no rush to judgment for notoriety.
Oh, anything but.
You know what I mean? And other people, it was about notoriety. Well, you know what? The first one over the finish line isn't always the right one in these cases.
There you go.
And I would rather be right when it comes to the president's life than wrong. Yep.
And we and this is the other thing, too, I mentioned, but didn't get in the paper. We owe the truth to Corey. To the deceased, Mr. Comparator.
Yeah.
We owe that to the two individuals who were seriously injured.
Yeah. It broke my heart to see his wife and his daughter that night that President Trump was speaking. I wanted to give them a hug. Those two women are devastated. You could see it.
Yeah.
It's this much later. And that night, it looked like they were going to burst into tears. I swear to God, if I was there, I would have made my way up to them and given them a hug because they needed a hug that night. They looked so bad. And Doug just said it. We owe it to them. And we owe it. We owe it because we don't want this happening again. You don't shoot the president. This is the United States of America. Or his
supporters, yeah.
Thank you. Okay, what happened with Kennedy was wrong.
Yes.
And to do that to Donald Trump was wrong. And the bad part is they're still out there. We're not done with you. They're still out there.
And that was perhaps one of the that was a statement that I made that was the most talked about. And but that should be a no-brainer, okay? I saw a lot of social media posts saying, because the article came out saying, a criminal network. Well, okay. I don't write the headlines, okay? Did I say criminal network? Yeah, probably. But what does that mean? Just what I said.
I mean a number of things.
But people get it in their head. Well, it's got to be No, I'm not going to go down that road because I just don't want to pollute that.
No, it could be five people. It could be 100 people.
Exactly. And it could
be more than one. The kid didn't act alone. That's the point we're trying to make.
That's right. And it could be a mix of, you know, it doesn't have to be either or, either malicious and stupid, or either malicious or, you know, there's stupid. Okay. Yeah,
and I also think I personally think that it goes up a ways.
100%.
That's just what I think. And what Doug thinks, we just can't prove it. There's a lot of indicators, put it that way.
Yes.
Where there's smoke, there's fire, and there's a fire somewhere.
And watch what President Trump does. This is just from the inside here, from how far we can get inside. Now, he appointed someone who was at Butler that day as the head of the Secret Service. Think about that. Why would you do that? Because he has that information. Okay, now you would think, well, wait a second. If the Secret Service was involved in some bad activity in Butler, why would you appoint as head of the Secret Service someone who was actually at Butler? Because not everyone at Butler had the same jobs. I mean, the information is siloed. People have to understand, when you talk about the Secret Service, there are silos. Information silos, where a group of people get this information, another group get this information, different responsibilities, different silos of data, of information. You could have one of those groups go off and do bad things, and unbeknownst to the other.
Because they're compartmentalized that way.
Exactly. So, but and that's where it gets really screwed up. But the only thing I want to point out from that story that got absolutely no or hardly any play was when Dana Kennedy, when she approached Thomas Matthew Crook's sister. I don't know how many people remember reading this. And to me, this should have been higher up in the, you know, above the fold of the story, but when she simply rang the buzzer on her apartment building, two guys came out of the blue and said, look, basically, I'm paraphrasing, out, the story's dead. It's time for you to leave. The story's dead.
Doug, when we pulled in, we had two guys on us, you know, out of nowhere.
Yeah.
If you remember, on the far side of the fairgrounds, the day that we tried to go in through the front, and all the congressional people were there and everything, and those guys in the back in that truck, they weren't Secret Service. There's something else going on, and it was fiction to be Doug and I and the dog in a standoff against two guys in a pickup truck that we didn't know, and they weren't moving, and we weren't moving. And it was creepy.
And when I was alone there, because I was alone several times down there, I was approached by two people on two different occasions. In addition to that, look,
there's something that's going on, and to be very clear, when my friend Doug Hagman says that he saw Urich somewhere else. After that, he saw Urich somewhere else. That wasn't Urich that got wasted on the roof. That was Crooks. Be clear on that. All right? One thing that Doug has is like a photographic memory. Okay? No,
I didn't need one for that, but okay.
But when you say that you were looking him in the face, I'm sorry, my friend. Anybody out there wants to argue, that's good enough for me. That comes from integrity. Not because he's my friend, but because I've worked with him for a long time. And I know when he says, and he's adamant about it, that's God's truth.
Yes.
Okay? And you can argue all you want.
Now, could I have been mistaken? Although maybe there's a 0.1 or, you know, percent chance.
If the kid
chance,
has a twin that was living in the building that Doug thought he would be in, I think we'd all know about the twin.
By the way, that happened to me in a case one time. There was a twin girl, a twin woman. And I mean, the one sister, they were identical twins. One was a dancer, one wasn't. And I got that one totally wrong. Okay. Ooh. I got a total. I mean, you talk about being embarrassed in court. And I'm going to tell you, folks, you do that one time. You do that. You make that mistake only once.
You never make it again.
And never make it again. And to this day, it blows my mind. It was really kind of it was a civil case. It was nothing really, but that made an you make that mistake only once.
Let me say this: Urich was alive at the time that Doug saw him.
Yeah,
whether he's alive today or not, I don't know. Okay, but he didn't die on the roof that day, okay?
And that doesn't preclude anyone, including. And not limited to that name, being involved as a co-conspirator. It doesn't preclude that. Mm-hmm. Just saying.
Yep. But I think it's a nasty cast of characters in this.
There is. And
what holds us up once again is dollars.
Dollars and prayers.
Yeah.
If you ain't got the dollar, then prayers. You know what? Prayers. And dollars.
Then dollars, yeah. We have the first.
Okay. And because here's what we're dealing with. And how can I? Well, Alex is not telling the whole story. Jamie White was murdered. He was flat out murdered Sunday night. Left InfoWars studio, drove to his apartment, got out of the car, bang, bang, dead. Out of respect for his family, you know, and InfoWars staff. My heart goes out to them. RT, this is what's happening now. Alex Jones today kind of recapped everything. And to a lesser, much lesser extent, we've gone through and are still going through some of this. Obviously, not the murder part. But I want you to listen to Alex. It's 4 minutes long. And because this is a long format program, I'm going to play the entire clip. We might be able to stop it after 3:30 or so.
Play it.
Yeah. Oh, well, all right. But it's cut four in the show notes. And I also want to mention, because I don't know if we're going to get a chance to play this. I think Alex mentions this during the 3.5 minutes, the 4 minutes. Go ahead and play cut four. Here it is.
All right, I've got some very critical news to everyone out there, not just to InfoWars, but to the people of America and the world, because my operation is a major canary in the coal mine, indicating where humanity is in their fight against the globalist extinctionist death cult. As you know, our reporter, Jamie White, was murdered late Sunday night and was shot execution style through the neck a few miles from our offices outside his home. Then yesterday, Chase Geiser got swatted during the day. No one was home. And then last night, someone impersonating him called the Boston Police Department and said that he had basically tied up his wife and children and was going to kill them. And they came to the house with loudspeakers, told him to come out with his hands up, guns pointed at him, and put him in handcuffs, went into the house and found his wife and two young daughters sleeping. And they said, no, someone called in impersonating you. They had literally dozens of SWATs that they didn't respond to after the daytime one. Now, that's just the backdrop of what's going on. I've had some high-level folks in Army Special Operations call me 2 days ago saying that they're getting major intel that there are hit teams out with a high priority to kill me and others. Then I got a call last night about 7 o'clock from an extremely respected journalist. They don't want their name used at this point. Just leave it at that. Who got a call from a very trusted source in high-level intelligence that said they've never seen the three hits in the NSA system with anybody but President Trump or his family at this level. So this is the highest level international crime systems is how they work. Basically a hit order out on myself of the highest level there is. They said it's at the same level as Trump being targeted. And they said they've never seen it in all their years. No one in these agencies, you can imagine which agency. Now, you can say that's a threat from that agency to me, but this person is very respected by this other person that I really respect. So they've been a really good source of information over the years. So this is an indicator of how scared the globalists are. And, of course, I asked, well, why are they so upset? And they said, well, it's obviously Ukraine. The fact that the president listens to you, the fact that Musk listens, the fact that we're on in the Situation Room, Trump watches the show, I'll just leave it at that, and we have the intel on how they're trying to crash Social Security to blame Doge, and how they're planning a massive false flag against a migrant protest to be blamed on ICE and Tom Homan and Trump to trigger civil unrest and martial law plans. So it's really because we're laying out the globalist blueprint from their own admissions and battle plans, but we're really popularizing the understanding of that within the Trump administration, and the bad guys see it as the, you know, that I'm basically giving everybody the intel, not just my audience, but a high level. And so that's why they don't care about making me a martyr at this point. The directive is out there. I just want to say this. I'm exactly where I want to be. I want to take down the globalists, and obviously I take precautions, and I'm not suicidal, and I want to live as long as possible and have children I got to take care of. But this is where I want to be. I'm a warrior, and I'm known the whole time what I've got myself into, and so is my crew. And I just want you to pray for us, and please pay attention to what we do at Real Hawk Jones on X and Infowars.com, because this is all coming to a head right now, and history's happening. And so what we're doing is hurting the globalists, because it's the truth, and they particularly fear what we're doing in Infowars. So God bless you all. Please join us this morning, 8 a.m. with Harrison Smith, myself at 11 a.m., Owen at 3. Take clips, share them, because this is kryptonite to the bad guys.
I'm going to tell you right now, he's not lying. And he's, well, I'll tell you what, real quick, cut 13. He talked about Chase Geiger. All right. And this, I don't, if you've ever been on the other side of a felony stop or a SWAT, you don't know. I mean, one false move and you could be dead.
Anytime you got a gun aimed at you by anyone.
Right.
Such a group of police officers.
And I remember being taken to task over a felony stop that was incorrectly identified as a SWAT against me, but it was a felony stop. And it was based on malicious information given to a police department, and it was no fun. Let me tell you, it was not. I would never wish that on anyone. So don't. When you see this video, cut 13. When you see this, don't think that this is just a walk in the park or this is just you know, things happen. No. This is actually sending messages, threats to people. And it's, I can't describe it any, and maybe somebody in the chat, maybe you had that experience, or someone listening or watching this, maybe you've had, you've been swatted or felony stop. You know what I'm talking about. But watch cut 13 real quick. It's a minute long. Here it is. Cut 13. Eric's like, shut up, I'm getting it. oh, wait. No, you're actually, you are correct. That's not even, where'd I get that from? Oh, I'm sorry, cut 3. What the hell am I thinking? Can't even read.
Piece of advice, though, if you get a felony stop, do exactly what they say.
Oh.
Exactly No crap. I'm telling you, you do exactly what they say. Follow the command. Yes. Follow the commands. It'll all get sorted out later. Watch it.
Pewter Skull, you're correct. Chase, Alex, Jamie White, and so on. They're all on a Ukraine hit list. I get that. That list is not comprehensive. What's been made public. You'd be surprised who else is on that list. Okay, thank you for that. But yeah, cut three. Sorry about. Thank you, Eric, for having our back. This is cut three.
Chase, are you inside? Can you acknowledge? Or Chase, can you step out with your hands up?
No. Contact
team. Travis County Sheriff's Office. Step out of your house now with your hands up.
Come out of the house with your hands up. Do it now. Do it slow.
Okay, come outside.
This is at 2 a.m. Kids in the house.
Lock your dogs up.
Oh, yes.
Don't let your dog come out that door. They will kill it.
Okay, Eric the Tech, I don't know if you clicked on that link. You know what? There's another small short video, which I didn't give you the link, and I it's too late to do it. Where they're laughing because the police are laughing because Chase Geiger is a reporter for InfoWars. They're laughing.
And they think that's
funny. Nice.
Oh, that they were happy that he was.
Yeah.
Oh.
And by the way, to Chester, BR, where'd you go here? Let's see here. Whoever asked, how do you know if it's a felony stop? BR something, and I apologize for not grabbing it right away. Oh, you will know. You will know. Mm-hmm. Because it's not, you know, a police officer. It's not, generally speaking, it's not one vehicle. It's more than one vehicle.
Yeah.
And it's not.
If especially, okay, if one vehicle pulls up, and they tell you to remain in the car and they're waiting on more vehicles, you're going to be treated a little differently.
I've been
through this. I'm just telling you, I wasn't always a good guy.
In my case, I looked in my rearview mirror. I had a police SUV behind me, and then one crossed two lanes of traffic and pulled in front of me and you know, made me stop. And then the next thing I saw was, you know, weapons drawn. Then you know, okay.
I got stopped at an intersection once, and they quadrant me on all four, and I had to be real careful because I had a weapon in the car and the whole nine yards. And I'll tell you what, I had a lot of guns trained on me that day, and the young lady in the car with me.
You want to go into the young lady part more?
No, okay. I'm not good. No,
all right.
Leave it at that. I'm sorry. I couldn't apologize to her enough.
Yeah, so anyway, the bottom line there is there will not be any doubt in your mind.
Yeah, it's not traffic. It's not stopping you for a traffic ticket.
No. So the point of this is we are all, look, I believe pretty much everyone in the chat, unless you're there to instigate and aggravate and, you know, whatever. Hey, generally speaking, everyone that's tuned in here, to that tonight live in the chat on X or listening, or you're doing it tomorrow or whatever day you're listening to this or watching this, I believe you're all in the crosshairs of the globalists. Yeah. I really believe that. And RT, real quick, think back to the EU's commitment to central bank digital currency.
Hey, they're not going to kill you for sending us money. That's not what we're trying to say.
No.
We're just saying, if you look at it as a whole, you guys are in the targets with us. You're right in there in the crosshairs. because you're a free thinker, because you're against globalism, because you're against the deep state. Anybody that is a target.
And you know something?
They're just going to come after us first.
If you're outspoken on social media, and I know, RT, you're not. RT, Randy Taylor.
Actually, if you read some of my posts, I go right at the, I kid you not, I go right at the throat and to their personal accounts. I pick out the politician and I go at him. I get blocked all the time. Hey, so, I just got a like, as a matter of fact, a couple of days ago from that Maxine Bernier.
Oh, really?
Absolutely loved one of my posts. And I'm actually going to see if I can get him on the show.
All right.
That would be very, very interesting with the elections coming up. And he's the type that will. I've seen him on a couple of different shows that are, we far out expand those shows. So we're going to, I think I can hook him to come on the show.
And you know, yeah, thank you for that. But I really, what bothers me the most, and I'm very protective of listeners, of viewers and stuff, when I want everyone to be informed of what's really happening with the central bank digital currency folks. We say that we're going to do these programs, but we have to start doing them dedicated to like a single topic, like that, like the dead, everyone dead, including the, remember the dead scientists? We have to do that. As well. The dead people, the unsolved homicides, the deaths are ruled accidental, like the Obama chef and so on. So we have to take a deeper look into that. But think of the threat posed by the central bank digital currency. What they want to do is they want control over you. And that's the ultimate way to control you. We can never let that happen here in the United States. We can't let that come to the U.S.
And give you a social credit score.
That's right. Like,
do away with all cash transactions. You go to the bank and you can get turned down for a loan because of posts you made on social media.
That's correct.
That's no joke. It's people, that's serious. That's what's happening in China.
Well, okay, so wait a second. You're very familiar with Canada. The UK.
When they supported the truckers.
Well,
convoy. If you sent them money, the truckers convoy,
right?
Chrystia Freeland told them to go freeze your bank accounts. Yeah. And now you've got a guy that was probably part of that hierarchy, BMO, Bank of Montreal, top bank in the country, is now the walk-in prime minister of Canada.
Okay, I know our platform sent, I believe it was $100. But we did not, to my recollection, we did not suffer any consequences for that.
Well, because you're American. If you were Canadian, they would have froze your bank account.
Didn't she try to come after Americans?
No, she wouldn't do that. She would get, no. Canada is doing a lot of stupid things right now, but bear in mind, they also know that Trump can rub them out. Trump doesn't have to take any crap off anybody up in Canada.
Well, okay, but recently,
give a damn what they think.
Doug Ford was saying, "Hey, we're gonna tariff your electricity," and they said, "Want to shut it off?"
Yeah, he backed out of that. He changed his mind yesterday or the day before. He saw the light. He had a moment of clarity, like an alcoholic would have. Yeah,
because when I heard that,
he's gonna shut off. He was talking about shutting off electricity to American homes they supply. And I thought, you do that, you fat little bastard. You go ahead and do that and see what happens.
That's okay. That's what I heard today. And then he backed off of that,
yeah,
right?
He's backed out. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Because
he has no testicles, really. He's got a big mouth, no testicles. Wears his underwear backwards. I'm just telling you, the guy's.
Man, that's bizarre.
Yeah.
Okay.
He talks a big show. You know what I mean? And I mean, let's stop and think about it. Eric showed you the stuff last night. What is Canada going to do to the United States? What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
They're going to send us a strongly worded letter.
Look at the tariffs they've been putting on stuff. And this isn't something recent. This has been going on for years. Okay, I happen to know people that are in the government that know the real numbers, okay? And I'm telling you, 300% tariffs on dairy products is nothing new.
No, that's been decades.
300%. Canada has nothing to bitch about. Canada had better straighten up and fly right, okay? And if they really want to try and go communist, do you think for one second that Donald Trump's going to have a communist country sitting on his border? Do you really think that? No. Canada better straighten up and fly right, and I'm telling you, and I'll challenge anybody. Straighten up and fly right.
Are they a paper, economic paper tiger?
No, they don't even have a gold reserve, Doug. They got nothing. They are nothing. One of the reasons we have such inflation in Canada is because Trudeau is just printing money.
Oh.
Yeah, you have nothing to back it.
So USA light, I suppose. Oh, yeah. So that's why Mark Carney is where he's at.
Yep, either that or, and now they're pushing commercials saying that Carney and Trudeau are working together because Carney is a trustee and a liquidator for banks. I remember we were talking yesterday about the fact that there were documents signed back in 1867 or something that said that this was back in the 1800s, this was supposed to take effect, that in order to pay off the debt to the United States, the Queen had said Canada would be signed over to the United States as payment.
As payment or collateral?
Payment. Payment of a debt to England.
So why isn't that Canada the 51st state or province or territory or something?
Thank you. I think that Trump knows something. I think that he's got those documents. I think he's working on those documents. And now I'm really curious about Carney. But I mean, if none of that is true, you have to go on what you can see.
Right.
And Carney is bad. Carney's bad because he is pushing universal income and digital currency at a number of things. His background is bad. I mean, the guy has got passports to three different countries, okay? He's citizens in these countries. He's bad news. A World Economic Forum junkie, absolute follower and disciple. Absolute disciple.
Well, to your point, Steeler's mom in the chat said, remember when Trump went to England during his first term?
Yeah. There could be a lot of things going on. I don't know. I look at what Trump's wanting to do with grabbing Mexico, the U.S., grabbing Canada, and grabbing Greenland. You know, and I go back to Alex Jones when I first followed Alex Jones back, you know, in the early 2000s. And I remember him charting that off as one of the territories for the New World Order. He even had a picture of a coin they had designed that they were going to use for currency.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And it just troubled me, that and the fact that Donald Trump, you know, winked at BlackRock to go down and grab the two ports on the Panama Canal. And the Atlantic side.
Because of yesterday and folks in the chat and folks listening and watching, I made a call today to someone on the inner circle, you know, of the Trump orbit. And I asked the question, I asked about exactly what you were referencing, what we were talking about yesterday. BlackRock, Panama Canal. Yeah. Really? What the hell?
Why the wink and a nod from Trump?
And if there was any...
Should we be concerned?
Yes, thank you. I was trying, and I remember during this conversation, it was brief, as most are with at that level. So I was trying to work the word globalist into the conversation. It didn't quite get in there, but the inference was there. So we're going to see what I get back from that, and I would expect that back before the end of the week.
Because I'm very curious. That's troubled me since it happened. And I just need to know. Now, I understand going that route for a peaceful solution and not having to militarily invade Panama. I get that. However, was that the best choice? Because that's dangerous people to have running ports of a very crucial waterway.
Yes.
Especially that our commerce ships use and our military uses. So yes. I have really deep concerns. I there's some things, you know, I can ride along like you and you see it, and then something happens and it's like, that is so out of orbit here. You know, not a character.
Right.
You know, I'd like to know, I'd really like some answers. And I think a lot of people in America would like some answers. I've raised it on social media, the question. You know, I have, but of course, listen, I've got on social media, nobody listens to me. I'm nobody.
And essentially,
I've got 3,500 followers, and I'm lucky to have them. And it's and it's quality, not quantity. And I don't run out there with made up headlines or jumping to conclusions. And a lot of people do, and that's how they get their followers. Or they go, hey, I think I've been blacklisted. If you can see me, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, really.
But, you know, more people have to just take a walk on grass, okay? And I'm talking about lawns. You go outside, talk to your neighbors, your friends, people at the store, whatever. Mm-hmm. Stop staring into screens, you know?
Yes. Guidance will not come from the screen.
Exactly. It's not the number of like followers that you have or people on Facebook or if you're on that trash thing. It's the people that you can actually talk to and see face to face.
And I've got good followers and the people that comment on posts and we go back and forth. And all. So we, there's some really, really good people on there.
Well, I think... Yeah,
Maggie.
Oh, yeah.
She's one of our followers. I love her. Her and her husband are great people.
100%.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and Mike and his wife, and you know, we've got a lot of great followers on there. You know,
and look at the chat the same way in terms of, you know, I look just very briefly here, but I look at the people who listen. I mean, who's like the names are becoming more, or the handles are becoming more and more familiar. To me, you're part of a family, and some people don't like to don't call me that. But I look. I mean, it's almost as if, I mean, if something happened to you, I'd want to know about it. Let us know about it because we care. You know,
definitely let us know. We are family, and you know, if something happens, sometimes we can help. You know,
that's right.
So now, let us know.
I want to post this because we're running out of time. This is something we're going to expand upon because we have known about this for quite some time. We actually have worked. When I say we, I guess I'm using the royal we. ShatterOps.org and the Hagman Investigative Services, Inc. We've worked on certain things together. This is one of them. This is page one. And this is being reported by Revolver.news, okay? I'd like, if you, Eric the Tech, if you can put that up, I want people to understand there's something very dark unfolding in Utah, but it's not new. Craig Sawyer, as well, his team has been involved in investigations up there. I'm not going to get into ours, but here's what they found. I just want to okay, I don't know who to credit on this, but it's perhaps the news staff at Revolver. It starts off by saying, brace yourself for a truly disturbing story unfolding in Utah. It's so off the charts, you might need to read it twice. The level of corruption exposed here is nothing short of unbelievable, revealing something dark, sinister, and twisted operating at the highest levels of the state. Folks, this is true. But Utah is the most overt. This is happening in other states that we found as well. Okay. There's the top of the headline. So in short, a Utah fire chief has been arrested for alleged child sexual exploitation. Folks, I want you to think back to Hawaii. I want you to think back to, the U.S. and also what's going on at the border with the tunnels. Who's against them? Who's fighting or not fighting, looking the other way. I also want you to think too about the federal judges. Okay, continuing with the article, the fire chief of the Tremonton Fire Department has been arrested on multiple charges after an investigation showed he allegedly shared videos and photos containing child pornography. His name is Ned Brady Hansen, 54. He was taken into custody Monday by Brigham City police officers who had served a search warrant on the chief's home. Okay, now, next, it gets worse. The fire chief was released on bail by a judge who was later arrested himself. Nice. Investigators uncovered explicit related conversations between the two men, meaning the judge and the fire chief. And reports suggest they also might have been in a sexual relationship.
The judge and the fire chief.
Yeah.
There you go.
But it even goes
deeper. Was this a male judge?
Yes.
Okay.
But it even goes deeper than that. It's becoming clear that something sinister is unfolding in Utah at both the local and state levels. It seems that they've become there may be some very devious rhinos running the state. For example, in Utah, state senators who are trying to reduce the duration a sex offender committing crimes against children or human trafficking is on the sex offender registry. And we have judges, writes Casey. And we have judges who have been arrested for sex crimes against children. The same senator is the chairman of the Judicial Confirmation Committee. In other words, you've got judges who are involved, but you also have people putting the judges in the judicial spots involved in this.
Now, after the judges are found guilty, are they still on the bench?
Well, this is actually just developing. I'm sure that judge will be...
See, and this is one of them things, ladies and gentlemen, we can't just let go away. Okay? Something has to be done about it. Done legally or done.
Exactly.
Take our country back, please. Please.
So the story goes on. It provides additional detail from different sources. But, folks, I'm telling you right now, what has happened at the judiciary, I'm talking about whether it's a federal, including appellate, whether it's state, it's across the board. A lot of these people are compromised. And then it goes down into the police, into the DA's office, in some cases, into the fire.
And these are, and this is where you find your Soros-funded DAs.
There you go.
You know, hey, this is just another avenue of attack on Christianity, and it's against the children. We're supposed to be protecting them. That's God's law.
I'm telling you, this is only going to grow because prisons. Prisoners don't necessarily like child diddlers.
No.
But if you're a child diddler and connected to law enforcement, oh boy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you'll get married in prison.
Yeah. I'm telling you right now, this will extend across the country. It has tentacles in other parts of the country.
Oh, yeah, this is, and this is satanic on every level. I'm it makes me sick. That's the thing. It makes me very sick, and I get very angry, extremely angry. I have to keep it in check.
It's hard to comprehend, and this goes back to what we said at the beginning of the show. You explained it very nicely. I mean, it's the attack on our spirituality, or the spiritual warfare, and the attack on our beliefs. Yeah, beliefs. That's a interesting word. Beliefs. Mm-hmm. Our following, our adherence to the Christian doctrine. It's all under attack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
coming from very powerful sources.
Very much.
It's from the top down, not from the bottom up.
Well,
it's scary.
I agree with you on that, but yeah. I also think it's from the top down, bottom up, and side, from both sides, actually.
Yeah, but the power part is kind of, it's all, when you have judges and all, and governors and things like that, that is just so, I just trying to picture a poor little child going through this. I've never ever hit my kid. Never. Wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it.
Well, if you had Eric, you'd hit him.
Well, Eric, I might beat the shit out of, but... But no, I couldn't imagine.
You could not run them, man.
I could not imagine the fear of me towering over my child hitting her. I couldn't fathom that. And it's never happened. It never will.
And there is truth to the fact that...
I understand a boy getting a spanking.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That just says, goes with the territory. I got a few growing up. But just to think of a little child, you know what I mean? Being
right.
Mishandled in that way and then killed.
And this goes, okay, we can take this the next step.
Man.
Don't forget about the Wiener laptop, the laptop belonging to Anthony Wiener and Huma Abedin's, ex-husband, as well as the stuff on the Biden laptop was tame compared to what was on the Wiener laptop. And then the Epstein documents, as well as all of the electronics.
Yeah. You get these people that are rich and they've conquered everything.
Yeah.
And so now they have to conquer that. They want to go into that realm. I'm sorry. I don't need you on my earth. I told you, I said it on the show the other night. If I knew that there was an estate and they were having a party where children were being compromised, sexually molested and attacked, you give me 20 Rangers, I'll clean it out.
Knowing you, you'd go by yourself. I mean,
I would go, I'd take 20 volunteers from our listening audience, and we'd clean it up.
Exactly. So, okay.
That's why I want the law to do something, because I don't want to have to do it.
Well, don't go to Utah to have the law clean it up, because they ain't going to do it. Under that.
I've always admired Craig Sawyer for his... Especially what happened with his daughter. I just always admired the fact that he didn't take somebody out. I don't want a Navy SEAL, man. I don't want a guy who's got arms like my legs. leg. But, it's just what self-control. Amazing control, and it comes from God.
I give him a lot of credit because
I don't have that kind of control.
Yeah, I don't either. And I would say this... the brutality.
You got to get involved. If you see somebody talking to a child on the street,
that looks funky to you.
Stop your car.
Yeah,
Stop your car and watch what's going on. See if he's trying to coerce the child. If you think something's wrong, then walk up there and ask the child if they know the person. Right. I've done that so many times. I can't even tell you how many times I've done that in my life, and I got involved. I remember many times, and I got involved. And if there's a question, I'm sorry, I call the law. Usually, the person in the car will take off. At least I have a license number.
And that's, folks, please keep your eyes out. Now, that is not as prevalent. That's not to say it doesn't happen, but the generational ritual abuse is really off the charts. Yeah. The mother, daughter, you know, going down the generations. We're seeing a lot of that. A lot of that is being exposed. And frankly, InfoWars has done a lot to expose some of the generational abuse, as well as people like Liz Crokin and others. You know, and we've been, by the way, we've been threatened to be sued for having people talk about this or for talking about this ourselves. I've gotten crazy correspondence, you know. I'm not going to say who, but somebody associated with the New York Times.
There you said, go. The devil is on attack.
Yeah. And said, you know, this person said, you keep going down this, or if you mention this in this context, you won't have a company. You will not have a show. You will not have anything. We'll take everything you got.
But people are afraid to speak up. I get out of a car and I walk up to a car. I realize I'm going to get shot. I know that. But there's a child right there that God told me to protect. I'll take the bullet.
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't been shot. I'm still here. But I get out and I go up to somebody's car. I mean business. I mean absolute business. And I'm there to protect that child.
We need more of that.
People are afraid to get involved. And me, I don't give a damn. My neighbors always said, man, you're crazy. I said, no, I'm not crazy. I know, you know, I mean.
Well, every time my neighbors see me, they're like, oh gosh, he's out. We're going in, you know, but.
When I'm on a mission from God, I don't have fear. I don't know how to explain that to you. I just don't have fear because I'm doing God's work.
That's something Steve Quayle and I were talking about this week. Not having that fear.
I don't have it.
Because you know you've got a spiritual, it's almost like a mandate from God. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the worst that could happen is I get killed and I go see my master.
There you go.
That's the worst that could happen this day. Wow.
That's the worst that could happen. And folks, look, in the chat and listening and viewing, don't put yourself obviously in harm's way intentionally or, you know, knowingly, but certainly.
But if it's a child, put yourself in harm's way. Get out of the car and say something. Correct. Walk up there and ask the child, do you know this person?
Right.
And if they say no, you take that child's hand and you walk that child back to your car. You don't have to put them in the car. Walk them back to your car, and you better be dialing 911. And the police will get there. When it's a kid, police will get there pretty quick.
There you go.
They really do. Don't think that every cop's bad. They're not. Not everybody's in. You know, and if you see a child just walking down, we saw one time. My wife and I were out. We're pushed for time.
Yeah, we got
anyway, to. I'll tell you this story another time.
All right, I'll tell you what, folks. We want to thank all of you for joining us tonight. We've got some things brewing that it's going to be in the line of breaking news. So please, if you please tune in the rest of the week, because you're going to hear. I do have if things.